over the last few years, the Ministry of Defense in the UK has periodically released their UFO documents to the public. And some of them have been very interesting. Others, I think, very overrated, in my own opinion. I think it's clear that the MOD's motivation in doing this is simply to relieve the bureaucratic strain of having to answer all of the Freedom of Information requests that the UK public has been asking them about UFOs. Because the fact is, everyone in the world is interested in UFOs, and any government that's got information on is going to be hounded about it, and no exception here. So now we get to Rendlesham. You know, Rendlesham is one of these cases now. We've known about it. Well, it happened over 30 years ago. It is the case that keeps giving. And the information that we've gotten about it over the years has come out by bits and pieces, drips and drabs, and like the Chinese water torture, drop, drop, drop. It is now so powerful. There is so much information. More and more keeps coming out. And so now we have it. In this latest release, we learn that actually 10 years ago, in 2000, there was a search by Ministry of Defense record staff, and that was when they discovered that the defense intelligence files from the years 1980 to 1982, that includes the Rendlesham case, had been destroyed, even though the other files from the prior and subsequent years survived. And this is exactly what happened with the Roswell investigation,
right?
Roughly 20 years ago, as you just pointed out. In fact, at that point, Congressman Stephen Schiff of New Mexico looked into it, and he discovered the General Accounting Office, which was Congress's investigative arm, looked into it, and they discovered that all the records from Roswell Army Air Force from late 1946 up until, I believe, early 1949,
yes,
were inexplicably destroyed without any reason given.
And illegally. Illegally as well.
That's exactly right. And so now with the MOD, we have the same situation with Rendlesham. It just so happens that earlier today I wrote to my friend Nick Pope, who worked at the MOD and ran the UFO desk there during the early 90s. And Nick is always a very gracious gentleman. He's always been very good with me. And
yeah, that's right. Ann and I love Nick. We had actually had dinner with him in London a few months ago. And
he just
folks,
got married.
What? Just before he got married.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
To a wonderful lady. Anyway, so I asked him earlier today, you know, Nick, what do you think the deal is with this? And he's actually not 100% sure, I can say, but he does believe overall it's more of a screw-up than a cover-up. Of course,
I don't
Nick
believe
always,
it.
Well, he's always said that, so, and I love Nick.
Nick is
sure
a wonderful, he's really diplomatic, but if it hadn't happened with the Roswell documents also, I would say maybe that's correct. I do not believe it. I think they were intentionally removed in both cases. And I have to ask you this, Richard. How much else has been culled from those files of cases that no one has ever heard of and doesn't know to look for?
Well, excellent question. I'm not sure if we're ever going to find the answer to that. I will suggest one of the reasons that I think the MOD files on Rendlesham might have been taken out has to do in part with the whole UFO element of it, obviously, but there is another part of this that's highly politically charged, and that is the fact that that base had nuclear materials, almost certainly. We've gotten this from every source except officially the MOD and themselves. In other words, nukes were at that base. They were not supposed to be at that base, according to the account by Charles Halt, who was the deputy base commander at the time. An unknown object shone a laser-like beam down through the dirt, through the hardened bunker, all the successive layers, down into the ordnance itself. And in the words of Charles Halt that he gave in a private interview with my friend Peter Robbins and Larry Warren, who was a soldier there, he said that that adversely affected the ordnance. But the point is that there were not supposed to be nukes there. It's a sensitive issue to this day. Even Nick, who's no longer an employee of the MOD, but he will not explicitly state that there were nukes there. But everyone knows there are nukes there. And so I wonder, and I can't really know this for sure, But the fact that that was also there might have had a contributing factor in someone's decision to take those files out.